Welcome to On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're less than a week ahead of the March primary in Illinois. So what does the messaging look like and what has it looked like? What's worked and what hasn't? We're talking with the debate team coach and director for Southern Illinois University. That's Todd Graham. Todd, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about messaging, there's a traditional way, and you see this ramp up in the weeks right in front of an election. But social media and online media have changed that dramatically over the last several years.
Yeah, they have. I think that the way that we're doing sort of our messaging for politics has to change. I'm not sure if it changed quick enough for the presidential election. And so what J.B. Pritzker in particular has done, and Rauner has done some of as well, is they started their messaging much, much earlier than normal. I mean, Mr. Pritzker had his out probably almost a year before normally you would start, because the old system was start slow, build up, save your money, and then put all of your messages out, especially on television and radio, in the last month or two if you knew you had the nomination. But that system won't work anymore, and there's a few reasons for that.
Tell me a little bit about those reasons, because you're right. People used to see an inordinate number of communications, whether it was commercials or signs or things like that, in those last few days. But it's dramatically different.
It's dramatically different. One reason is because late doesn't work well anymore. If you put them out late, people have typically already made up their minds, even more so than they did in the past. But right now, because they're being blitzkrieged with all the advertising, they can choose to ignore it in ways that they couldn't previously. We've all got dish or satellite or cable where we can just hit the fast forward 30-second button. And so no one, a month or two before the election, when we know every ad is about it, we just fast forward. So you have to have your ads out before that. The other thing that's changed is social media. I think especially J.B. Pritzker has taken advantage of this. And he's had, when you open up your browser, you'll see an ad for J.B. Pritzker when you move to something else, because they track you. And I try to hide all my stuff, but they track me well because I follow politics. So I'll see a Rauner ad, I'll see a J.B. Pritzker ad. But they're very good at that. And he had them out early enough that he got in everybody's mind and everybody's attention. So I think right now it's a question of, do you win the Democratic primary or Republican primary? And if you do, then you slide on in with what you've already got. So I think that's the way to do it from now on. You put all of your eggs up front in that basket, and if you win, great, and if you don't, it probably just helps someone else on your political party side.
There's certainly a lot more that can be said about this with just about 15 seconds left or so. Does it matter what the message is, or is it just getting that name out there?
I think it's getting the name out there, but one thing is different. Because it's early, you need to come early with positive messages about yourself. You can save the attack ads for later.
And we'll certainly keep an eye on those as the election draws near. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This is WSIU On Topic.